Today on the HR Power Hour, we're going to be talking with David Martinez, and he is with the accounting firm Baker Newman Noyes, and he's a tax manager.
Morning, David.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm well, and yourself?
Doing fine. Good. You know, right now, people right there are going HR Power Hour and tax manager. This couldn't be more exciting to listen to.
Exactly.
Well, I'm going to tell you, folks, it is going to be exciting today, especially if you're a corporate executive, if you're somebody who deals with corporate executives and someone who has to make sure that their lives are good and you're trying to bring them in from another company, another organization. David, talk to us about this corporate executive personal services that your organization provides and that really sounds interesting.
Thanks, David. We actually have this born out of our relationships directly with the corporate executives. And it's typically the case in our practice that we would be working individually with those folks and also working pretty closely with their family members to provide a holistic type of service. And what we came to realize was that we felt like we could be a little bit more proactive and be more of a business advisor to the organizations that they worked for. So where we've really tried to progress this and be a little bit more strategic is to help those organizations sooner as opposed to later with their recruitment process. And we believe from what we've seen on our clients list that if you're out there expending resources to recruit a top professional, you want every opportunity you can to make sure that you get the right answer. So if you have a partner organization that can help you earlier in the stage, you will be able to overcome certain rebuttals that I'm sure you and your peers will routinely hear from folks who are making that final decision, yes or no.
Well, it's no question that corporate executives that are in an organization or are thinking about coming to an organization usually have individual needs, whether it be personal tax needs, focusing on what exactly this means for them if they move to a new state. They have family planning, life planning needs. Tell me a little about the service itself. How does your organization look at what the individual needs? How do you take those into account? I recognize you probably speak to them, but how do you think of the full package for them?
Sure. Well, we kind of envision a four-pillar approach. The first pillar would be the recruitment phase, where I think more typically the client is going to be the organization, and that's kind of a little bit of what I just alluded to before. Shifting to the second and third pillar, which we would typically term the retention and the focused phase, pillars two and three, if we've worked successfully with the organization and appropriately provided a business advisory type role, it's ideally the case that we're going to continue to work with that corporate executive. And I think what typically happens in that scenario, Dave, is that person is probably stepping out, making a decision with their family to engage us personally. And so, really at that point, we've got the ability to customize the relationship however it needs to be. I think a really key component of this, as I'm sure you're aware, the landscape of what you're doing as a recruiter is increasingly competitive. It's increasingly global. And, specifically to what we can do at Baker Newman Noyes, beyond just the personal planning pieces, which we've started to talk about, we've got a very robust international tax presence. So for some of our organizations that have started to make that move and have started to recruit a little bit more internationally, there's certain pitfalls that their executives are going to continue to encounter. And we've worked very closely to help those things be smoothed out.
So let's break this down a little bit, David. If an executive is coming to you or an organization comes to you and says, hey, look, this individual is coming to us and we need to provide very detailed service. What are some of the things that you look at? Kind of give one, if you could, maybe a laundry list.
Sure.
Some of the things that are important to the organization, to the executive, that may be different than somebody else may be out there doing.
Sure. Really my first question would be, tell me about everything besides the executive. Specifically, I'd like to know a little bit about their family. Is there a spouse? Are there children? Do we have specific needs there that we're going to have to contend with? Do we have considerations if we're moving elsewhere geographically around relocation costs? There might be a need for transitional housing. We might have a need to sell an existing house as well as provide something transitionally when they move here. We often don't want to even exclude the spouse with regards to their career. So, let's not just focus on what the executive is bound to do. that other individual probably has some aspirations, and how can we leverage our network if they're moving somewhere else geographically to help them tap into professionals in your world so that they can better align themselves with their interests. Beyond that, another common thing that we're hearing is really a good tap into a provider network. By that, we mean we see often special needs, medical needs. We've heard rebuttals come up with regards to a child or a spouse who may have a certain consideration. And there's a fear factor around if you've got that comfort with your current provider and now all of a sudden you're moving across the country, what's that going to mean? And that can really get a person into a position where they're more inclined to say no, because, again, they're really making the decision as a family unit as opposed to just as an individual.
Other things people may think about are insurance. You know, they'd be looking at what's going on with them personally in terms of tax liability, changes, 401ks, benefits. Mm-hmm. Does your organization help with those type of thoughts and decision-making capabilities?
Absolutely. We're very adept more on the personal financial planning side of giving some holistic input. Our team at Baker Neuman Noyes doesn't manage investments. What we'll often do is we'll liaise with a provider. And again, this is us really utilizing our Rolodex of people that we know. So if you're moving someplace geographically and you've got certain needs on any of the spectrum of what you just outlined, your real problem is that you don't know who to turn to. So you want your key provider. And you know what we've heard from clients is that first conversation is typically having with the HR person who they've met and who's really become their best friend in this entire recruiting process. And the impressions that I've gotten from people that I've talked to is we've tried to move this service more directionally towards the business, is that the HR providers really aren't necessarily equipped to appropriately answer those questions. They might just ask some other people in the office, do you know of a good investment manager? Do you know of a good insurance provider? But I don't necessarily know that that's the best answer for the person and that's really going to help them to make that decision. So we've worked on a variety of cases. We've worked in the insurance pantheon as individuals now are stepping up to more senior executive roles. There's considerations for greater personal liabilities. How do we protect assets, asset protection strategies, which we can coordinate through your estate planners and law firms that you're working with. And additionally, just more holistic types of insurance preparation, things that I'm sure you're hearing, long-term care insurance, umbrella policies. Now, all of a sudden, we're buying a new house, so we have to start thinking about how to indemnify ourselves if something happens with regards to that chief asset.
So your organization is going to provide this as a team, because obviously it's a group of individuals on the team. Tell me, will they still be provided with, one contact? Will it be that they call in and they get someone on a call that is a service center, or will there be someone that actually will be available to them one-on-one rather than maybe a call center environment?
The answer is yes. What we would typically aspire to do is to have someone who kind of sits in the role of a relationship manager, who can be that point person, you know, whether it's the individual executive or if it's the HR provider at the large corporation. So you're going to have out-of-the-box cases every time you're recruiting somebody different. So having that first touch, the first person to contact and say, hey, listen, we're pretty far down the road with this person recruiting-wise. We really like them. We don't want to lose them. Here's some of the rebuttals that I'm anticipating. How can you help us shape the rest of our recruitment process? So that using that person as your key leverage point, now all of a sudden I've got an organization of over 200 people behind me with any of a variety of technical expertise that I can tap into and that I can help create the solution that I can present to you, whether it's the organization or the individual themselves.
So when we're thinking of this, we're really talking about two different types of help. One is to the organization, to the HR professional, to the recruiter, whoever it is on the organizational side, helping to bring that individual on to the organization, provide answers, provide solutions. And then the second is once they turn them over, for example, to an individual, that you provide those services directly to them. Give me an example, if you can, of maybe some success you've had with one of the clients. If you could, a short example always is helpful.
Sure, absolutely. I have one client that I've worked with in the past few years that's a software producer based in New York City. And I came to realize that the talent that they were after was located specifically in Israel. So we continue to have scenarios where I was brought in later stage and was cleaning up messes. what I advocated to do was bring me in earlier, bring me in when you're just starting to locate the talent, help me understand what the challenges are going to be sooner as opposed to later. We'll save you money that way because it's cheaper to position yourself earlier, and also will hopefully help you be more successful in securing that talent.
We're talking with David Martinez from Baker Newman & Noyes. You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB, and we will be right back.
If you're responsible for hiring and firing, you know it can be like a roulette wheel. If your new hire turns out to be a bad hire, well, all you've lost is time and money. Hello, I'm David Chulo of Career Management Associates. Don't gamble with your hiring. We have a better solution. We've helped hundreds of companies like yours find the right talent, and we guarantee it. Career Management Associates delivers people that fit. Go to cmacareer.com.
Hi, this is Peter Boldick at Harvest Hill Farms. For those folks who are looking for healthy eating alternatives, we have been raising natural range-fed beef and poultry right here in the great state of Maine for over 15 years. Let us introduce you to our Never Ever program. Our animals are never ever introduced to growth hormones or antibiotics, only raised as nature intended. We are conveniently located on Route 26 in Mechanic Falls. To find out more, call us at 998-5485 or go to our website, harvesthillfarms.com. That's harvesthillfarms.com.
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com. And we're talking with David Martinez. He's the tax manager at Baker Newman & Noyes, an accounting firm here in the New England area. David, thank you again for being on the show.
Thank you.
Well, we're talking about really a great white glove treatment called the Corporate Executive Personal Services that your organization provides. You know, this really is something that I think an individual or organization can look at to really help their corporate executives. So, you know, we've talked a little bit about in the last segment bringing them into the organization. Somebody comes in, how to get them on board, how to partner with the HR and the recruiters to really make it happen. Let's talk about the other side of the coin. So somebody has been there for a while. They're looking to maybe retire in the next 2, 3, 5 years. We certainly know in Maine there's quite a few, and throughout actually New England, that are getting to that age. What is it? 10,000 people a day are retiring right now based on the numbers. So how can your organization look at this surface and say, how can we look to help somebody getting ready to retire? Someone who may be at the end of their career. And then we'll talk a little bit about how an organization can make that happen.
This is really the fourth pillar of the model that I tried to lay out before, and we'll call this the succession pillar. You've laid out a scenario where the person is looking to retire. There's also the piece of it where the person may not necessarily be looking to retire, and we know as business advisors that we have to be focused on creating opportunities for people who are coming up. So, you know, sometimes we're trying to motivate conversations, you know, even for our top performers to start thinking about retirement, and those are frankly softer conversations. There is absolutely a real technical component to what that has to revolve around. A lot of that is going to be determined by the nature of the organization. There's a lot of family-owned businesses in Maine. That brings with it certain technical challenges, but you know, a lot of what we're also dealing with for our corporate executives who work for publicly traded companies, you have significant executive compensation issues. It can be very confusing to understand restricted stock, options, those sorts of things. And what we're often hearing is clients saying to us, wow, I really didn't understand how much money I actually had. And when you can give somebody that comfort level by appropriately analyzing what they have stored up as executive compensation, you may help them make that decision before they even feel like they're going to make it. So there's the technical, there's the softer piece as well, dealing with the family, not just helping the executive understand where they're at, but now all of a sudden we have a spouse who hasn't necessarily had to deal with the 24/7 working together with another person. Now, how do we help those people retire the way they want to retire? So again, we can work on relocation strategies. We can help people move comfortably into that retirement phase and so that they can enjoy all of the hard work that they've previously put forth.
You talked a little bit about succession planning, and certainly that is something that is, hugely important for any organization, ensuring that they have made the right decisions and moving people up within the organization, who's going to be next on the ladder. Tell me about how your group, through this program, works with the company now. We talked about the individual a little and what's important. Works with the company, works with the HR professional, works with the business leader to really think about, who's next in line? How do we set up the compensation for that? How do we make that all happen?
Sure. If I'm a family-owned business, that decision may have already been made. So that can then entail making the appropriate technical assessment if that next generation can actually appropriately handle that task. And if not, having that conversation to choose the other options. If that is not the case, more in the scenario with our publicly traded clients, looking at the situation, helping them understand how the landscape of things has changed. There are different things that people look for now when they're approaching organizations from a compensation perspective. There's different ways to make sure not that you just get the best talent, but that you retain the best talent and keep that best talent in the fold. So you can structure things, as I'm sure you and your peers have seen, around different types of restricted stock arrangements, stock option arrangements, and whatever the case is. And then not just have it structured, but also give the executive and the person who's going to receive those benefits an appropriate understanding of what that means for them professionally and as a financial planning landscape.
You know, I think about organizations that are doing this, and that really does provide an overall benefit to the company as well as the individual. It helps them understand that, hey, there is a way to get some assistance in really making the right decision, not only for the individual as well as the organization. You talked a little about family businesses. Okay, very tricky. You know, certainly at CMA, we deal with that quite a bit, and that has its own unique niche in terms of understanding if a person's ready. Talk to me a little bit about some of the tools you might use, some of the things that are done to try to help see if an individual is ready to, you know, take over an organization. It's a big deal.
We believe in the family meeting. That's been a very appropriate strategy where if the executive who's exiting has made that decision and has concerns, or even if they don't have concerns, getting the whole family unit together, putting out on the table, having a facilitator who could be the CPA, flush through the issues and helping everyone in the room understand where the challenges are, where the concerns and considerations are. And we've seen before where that's the occasion where there's been a realization that we need to change the path. You know, we need to start thinking about recruiting outside talent and build our succession plan accordingly. And then we're appropriately positioned to cycle back to the first pillar, the recruitment phase, and work proactively to make sure that the succession is successful.
How did Baker Newman Noyes make a decision to really look at this type of program? I mean, this is certainly important in terms of saying, hey, you know, we're going to help you with your taxes. We're going to help you with, you know, making sure you have the right financial planning. But this is really an all-encompassing executive personal service. How did this come about, and where are you seeing the biggest successes for this type of program?
It's an evolution. We've always worked with the executives and been engaged on a personal level, but as you and I discussed at the outset, we saw more of an opportunity to be more of a business advisor, be proactive, to flip the switch and now have the organization as our client and to work to create a structured format that can help them to achieve their goal. So that's piece one of it. And then piece two, more on the softer side of some of the things that we've discussed, such as the spousal job support, transitional housing, provider networks, et cetera. Those are things that our clients are just increasingly asking for. And, you know, they're looking for more of a concierge type approach to help them make the family decision. Again, we're past a time where just the executive, the one individual, is the one who's going to step up and say, yes, I'd like to take this job. Things are made at the family level, and so we understand now that we have to make sure that the entire family is going to be committed before the job decision is going to be made.
So as we come to the end of this interview, which has been a great overview of such a, what I think is a key program for our organizations to think about for their executives, how about providing two or three tips that an organization can think about as to why they should add this value to their company?
I believe that, number one, it will help you to come to terms with your business model. You know, going back to the situation with my software provider, they realized where their talent base was. And once they realized that, they had to make a decision. They had to decide, are we going to continue to go after the top talent and deal with the headaches and try to figure out a way to bridge that gap? Or are we going to make a decision that we're not necessarily going to go after the top talent because we don't want to deal with all these administrative hassles? So focus on your business model. That will really help that aspect of it. Number two, I think it helps you to retain the talent. And I think the reason why that is the case is because you are focused on the entire family unit. If you're going to have a top executive in the fold, ideally for the next 20, 25 years, you're going to see an evolution of the family. Children will grow up, will get married, spouses will have perhaps multiple jobs. And if you're the executive and you need to be focused on your job and performance, you need somebody who's effectively going to be your partner to help that family unit progress.
You've done a great job explaining this corporate executive personal service. David, how can somebody reach you?
I'd invite listeners to view our webpage, www.bnncpa.com. My personal contact information is on there. I think I'm a good first resource for people who might have questions. And again, as I said, the goal is ultimately to customize something to you, the organization. So feel free to reach out. My contacts there, both phone number and email address, are listed. And then what we can do is we can start having a conversation and create that customized approach.
Listeners can also remember you can go after the show to hrpowerhour.com. All the information on this show as well as podcasts will be there, and contact information for David will be there as well. David Martinez, tax manager for Baker Newman Noyes, thank you for being on the show today.
Thanks for having me, David.
I appreciate it. And now your HR tip of the week. From HRDailyAdvisor.com, let's talk about, does that tweet scream fire me? If you're a Twitter user, you probably have seen a few tweets from disgruntled workers. Well, a new app, Fire Me, is collecting and showcasing employee tweets that went too far. The self-proclaimed goal of this app is to raise awareness about the danger of public online data. Most people seem to be unaware of that. On the internet, once said, you can never take it back. The categories are grouped into four areas: haters, horrible bosses, sexual intercourse, and potential killers. Think about it, folks. Does that tweet scream fire me? That's your HR tip of the week. Thank you for listening, and catch us every week at 10 a.m. on News Talk WLOB 1310 a.m. or streaming live on WLOBradio.com. Podcasts of this show and every show are available at HRPowerHour.com. Have a great week, everyone, and remember, HR management is critical to your business's success.